Station 4. Human interference in the water budget of the Spreewald bogs up until the 1990s. The fen areas of the Spreewald have been used by humans for several centuries. Because of the tight networks of rivers, canals, and ditches, the residents have always been closely connected to the water, both a life-supporting and destructive force. Floods were very common. They could be expected almost every year, and at any time of year. During dry seasons, on the other hand, the low water levels affected boat traffic and sometimes stopped it altogether. Both extremes had negative effects on the agricultural yields and were accompanied by hardship and misery, such as hunger and disease, among the population of the Spreewald. Mastering the water was therefore seen as necessary in order to develop their home and increase their standard of living. Massive impacts on the Spreewald water budget began in the 20th century with interventions that made agricultural intensification possible. Frequently flooded areas were diked, pump stations and floodplains were built, watercourses were straightened, and the most important ones were expanded and deepened. A complete water management system was built across the main flow direction of the Spree in the 1930s with over 100 weirs and dams. The extent of the intervention was noticeable. The dikes prevented many areas from being regularly flooded. The water was now diverted around the core area of the Spreewald and quickly drained away. The pumping stations and damming system enabled more control of the water levels throughout the Spreewald. Additionally, the grade and flow rate of the water increased as streams were straightened and their flow length shortened. Large volumes of water discharge now had more power and speed, which resulted in increased erosion of the riverbeds and the flows cutting deeper into the terrain. This ultimately led to groundwater levels dropping dramatically in many areas, in some cases up to 2 meters. As a result, large areas of the bog landscape were drained and became usable as arable land. These types of hydrological engineering measures were necessary prerequisites to ensure the economic livelihoods of 20th century Spreewald farmers. For the first time, it was now possible to use modern technology on the drained areas in the often flooded Spreewald instead of traditional management methods. Of the 50,000 hectares of floodplain, only 5,000 remained. At the same time, the construction of dikes and floodplains improved flood protection for the settlements. The advancement of mechanized agriculture in the first half of the 20th century was moderate in comparison to the 1960s. The depth of the pumping stations and drainage ditches were increased from 0.6 meters below ground level to 1.2 to 1.6 meters, such that the water levels continued to drop. The so-called enhancements of the 1960s and 1970s to increase agricultural and forestry yields were also designed in this sense. These included further technical measures to improve the soil drainage and the embankment of various areas which drained even more of the bog landscape. Perfect mastery of the water was the ultimate goal. Through the course of the enhancements, the approximately 510-hectare southern diked area was created, which is where you are currently standing on the Sauen Moor. This was one of the last areas in the Spreewald to be drained for the purpose of intensive agricultural use in the 1970s. A dike was constructed around the perimeter of this area, which effectively cut off and drained the Krummes Wehrfließ, Mingoa, Rogozoa, and Krapola rivers. Thus, the land inside the dike became isolated from the rest of the Spreewald, and the water levels could be artificially controlled and pumped through the Boblitzer pumping station. In other words, the water levels of this area became effectively lower than those of the surrounding Spreewald. In spite of the improvements, agricultural yields in the very low-lying areas of the Spreewald remained insufficient. Thus, the massive interventions in the ecosystem were already highly controversial at the time of implementation. Last but not least, mining during the GDR era had a large impact on the water budget of the Spreewald. This is because large amounts of groundwater were pumped out of the Spree in order to drain the lignite mines, which caused groundwater levels to drop further. The interventions in the water supply of the Spreewald had an enormous effect on the bogs. The blocking of natural floodplains through dikes, the drainage of floodwater from the floodplains, and the decades of operation of pumping stations resulted in the worsening conditions of bog soils because the natural floodplains of the bogs, which deliver nutrients to the soil, no longer occurred. Peat formation stopped in many places due to the lack of water. As a consequence of the lowered water table, oxygen was able to reach the top layers of peat, leading to its degradation by microorganisms and mineralization. Thus, the water-depleted bog soils were strongly, sometimes irreversibly, damaged. It is confirmed that peat losses of up to 50 centimeters occurred due to subsidence. As a consequence, many areas are developing soils with insufficient nutrient and carbon contents. The low mass of peat limits the buffering capacity of the bog soils, such that less water is held within the soil during times of flooding. This can result in drought events and vegetation diebacks due to the lack of water in the dry seasons. During peat degradation, large amounts of carbon, nutrients, and pollution, which have been stored in the peat for thousands of years, are released. The carbon is oxidized to carbon dioxide, such that bogs suddenly become carbon sources instead of carbon sinks, and further contribute to global warming and climate change. Nutrients like phosphorus and nitrate are often washed out of the soil and can increase the nutrient content of nearby water bodies. As a result, plants that are adapted to high-nutrient soils become more suitable to these environments and slowly replace the specialized species which are adapted to peat soils. Without the implementation of conservation concepts and permanent management, the character of the Spreewald landscape will be lost to the detriment of both humans and nature. On the way to Station 5, you will leave the southern diked area when you pass the Boblitzer Kahnfahrt. A little farther along, if you cross the Südumfluter, you can see the disused Boblitzer pumping station and the flood protection dike.